A king is a man with a secret. That mysterious something in him that makes him a master of himself and causes others to be glad to serve. They are spellbound by his influence. Learn to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Think about this. Each day as you rise, which side of your nature will you serve today? You can be the cause and design your own life, or be the effect. You can be the cause and design your own life, or be the effect to another person's influence. Who you allow to steal your time and focus is the master. What you desire is outside of your comfort zone. Change your mind and you change your life. You said you would start going to the gym, did you? You said you would stop smoking, did you? You said you would spend more time with the kids, have you? You said you were going to build a second income stream, did you? You said you would start getting up earlier, did you? You said you would no longer keep a dirty house. What happened? You tell people you are, quote, busy being busy. Doing rich or doing poor. We tell ourselves a lot of things. The problem is these things are often outside of our comfort zone. And so it's hard because we don't like to be uncomfortable. The dark force is laughing at you as it moves further and further away from your reward and divine design by getting you to speak yourself down. See, the dark force will often divide you from your dream by interrupting your best with people who will attempt to steal your focus and make you remember and relive your yesterdays and your weakened self-image of a self would not allow you to do and said you would do. See, the dark force purposely tries to steal your dreams by leaving the memory of what you refuse to do in your head. And so around and around you go in your own mind, wanting to do different, wanting to do more, wanting to expand, wanting to grow, and yet we struggle. I mean, what is hell? It's when you stand in front of the mirror and looking back at yourself as the person you knew you could have been, but you didn't have the spine to become. That's living hell, and it's found that is living in hell and the founding source of common depression. See, when self is denied out of fear, man's self-image is torn. The founding father of our country, Ben Franklin, understood the war between his nature and devised a personal daily system to obligate victory and to win over denied self. The Zen of doership, seek doership, be a discipline of your own better way. Seek total self-domination. Manipulate the law of polarity. Practice your better in order to locate your best. See, the genius of what Ben Franklin decoded? Here's the problem. Most people make goals, and what shows up gets in the way or diffuses their original intent and motivation. It's the law of polarity, the yin and the yang, the good and the bad. Here's the solution. Begin to design a life that forces you to see, confront, and be aware. Be aware of what shows up. See, success is a cousin to correction. We need correction. We need self-correction. We need self-motivation. Not outside of ourselves, but inside of ourselves. This concept is simple. You can only gather wisdom, power, and invite influence to the degree that you are aware you will allow to keep. Therefore, you must be aware of what you don't know. The more aware of just how far your bullseye is, the goal, the target, the more aware you are of just how lazy you are, the more aware of just how far off base you are on your goals, the more aware you are of how distracted you are, the more that you embrace the part of you that isn't doing what you want it to do, the more aware of it you become. The more you serve your higher self. See, because we tell ourselves little lies. I'll get to that next week. I just don't make enough money. There's just no way. There's no way I can save. There's no way I can invest. And then that little voice inside your head says, yeah, but what about like $10? You say, well, $10, I mean, how could $10 won't make a difference? It's just not enough, so I'm just not gonna bother. See, that's the dark side. That's the side of you that's always feeding into the defeat, and it gives you these excuses, and it says, well, it's truth is, it's outside your comfort zone. See, the truth is, repetition is the mother of skill. It's those things that you do over and over and over and over and over and over that you become the master of. And so, no, you don't have any money, because all you've done over and over and over is give it all away. At every turn, as soon as we get it, we obligate it to the point where we sign it away in the future. And so we push it away. We don't fight to keep it. We fight to give it away. And we wonder why we don't have it. Awareness. This application of becoming aware of our worst self will help you find your highest self. Desire is simply potential seeking expression. Life will meet you at your expressed desire. It has to. That's the law. Evolution is nature's response to things that expand. Now expand yourself. Ben Franklin used this idea of creating a chart that pointed out all of his flaws and all of the things he had done wrong and how he had spent his time and how the people he allowed into his brain and how he spent his free time, and he began to chart it and write it down so that he could visually see his worst self. Like, he could see it. Time spent on exercise. If you did none, you write zero. Time spent studying money. If you did none, you write zero. But the things you do, you log them. See, a life worth living is a life worth recording. Desire is potential seeking expression. Exercise your better by examining procrastination and lost focus. See, the truth is that what you think about comes about. And what you put your focus on grows. It expands. It's how it works. It's how it works. And so if you spend your Fridays going out, you spend your weekends having a good time, you spend all your time, quote, with the family, don't be surprised when your kids grow up and they're broke too. Generational poverty has filled this country. Generational poverty, people third, fourth, fifth generation poor. And at any point, anyone in that could have broken that cycle. And they didn't. They didn't. The key is to track both your wins and also your distractions. The key is to be aware of what and who is stealing your focus. What this will do is convert you into a guided missile, quote, a law unto yourself, unquote. Don't let what you don't have yet be the reason not to express your desire. The economy of power says this. It is simple. I hope you get this. You don't have to wait for other people to give you permission to be powerful. You already are. All you have to do is vote yourself in. The Christ consciousness, the Buddhahood, and the flow of energy that past deities tapped into is still available today. All you have to do is ask for it to show up in your life. All you have to do is decide to vote for yourself. The mere fact that you placed your attention on this is the first critical step. Make money, invest money, or save money, and invest money. It is such a simple process. Three simple steps to getting out of poverty. Make money, invest money, or save money, and invest money. It's so simple. Everyone wants power. That's why they search for the keys to the kingdom at the church. In the latest attraction books, is there really a secret? And if you boiled it down into all of the religions, all of them, all of the gurus are teaching people how to access their own individual power. P.S. Personal power is bigger than all of that. The same power, the same spirit, the same mind, the same universal connections that are in your favorite guru or in Ben Franklin or in George Washington or Donald Trump are in you. They have nothing you don't have. You're born in the same world. You live in the same prosperous planet. Same rules apply. You have the same 24 hours a day. The difference is what you do with them. What do you do with the time that you're given? That's it. It all comes down to that. What do you do with the time you are given? Record it. Write it down. See what it is and look at what you spend your time on. Because what you think about comes about.